Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ara na bosi ara na bosi. Mane ara bosi are na 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 we na na we ti ara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she for you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Praying the blood of Jesus covering. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood covenant, and Psalms 91, over, through, around, and about us, our spirit and mind, our wills, emotions, egos, imaginations, thoughts, and all subconscious area and physical being, all spiritual and natural doors and openings coming into our lives and properties, the atmosphere above, around, about us in our homes, our cars, lands, properties, animals, vehicles, and workplace. In Jesus' name, amen. We are reading from Genesis, which is 15 to 20, chapter 15, 1 to 21. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward." And Abram said, "Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is the Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now towards heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am thy Lord that brought thee out of the Chaldees, and to give thee this land to inherit. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, an honor of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation who they shall serve, will I judge, and after shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation thou shalt come hither again with the iniquity of the Amorites not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And in the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river Euphrates, and the Canaanite, and the Canaanite, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Jergesites, and the Jebusites. That was the reading of chapter 15, 1 through 21 of Genesis. Tomorrow we will be reading from chapter 16 until. I want to thank you for spending time with God in the morning, 6 a.m. to 6:15. That's a time that we have, but it's a beautiful time. It's quality time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This book of Genesis is a beautiful book because it's the beginning. It's the foundation of God's word, of all how it began. Sometimes it may not make sense to us, but I promise you that there will come a time during your day or in your life that these words, the word of God, will come back to your memory. Or you may just have to share this story one day with someone else. So spending time with God is priceless. It is priceless. Thank you. Have a very blessed and productive day. And let's continue to worship the Lord.
Oh, God, for your mighty kingdom. My